Talking today with Lacey Dale, and Lacey, we've got just literally days away now from the start of the 2010 Oklahoma Youth Expo, and a big part of that now, more and more the last couple of years, has been the emergence of the Diamond Hats, one of the support groups for our young people at the OYE. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, the Diamond Hats and how you really got started.
Well, the Diamond Hats is a diverse women's agriculture group that started a few years ago with just about 20 or 30 members, and we've really expanded our membership from age 18 on up for over 100 members. We work really, really hard at supporting the agriculture, youth, and future of Oklahoma. Proudly, last fall, we raised over $100,000 at our Diamond Hats Ball, and we look forward to spending even more money on supporting the kids at this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo Premium Sale.
Now, tell me, you've got some functions that actually are at the Youth Expo. This last year you had that. You've got that planned again for 2010, right?
Yes. Our most fun function that we do, along with being involved in all 10 days, is this one's for the girls. And it's really an educational, motivational, and inspirational event for young women that hits on a lot of topics that they deal with as they grow through the years.
And so, you know, as you have this particular event, you're trying to really reach, I guess, all the exhibitors, all the female exhibitors at the show, right?
Yes, we are. It gives the girls the time to get out of the barn and come just hang out with the girls. It's being held this year on March 16th in the afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. From 1 to 3 will kind of be a come and go this year where they can stop at different booths that pertain to makeup, skincare, fashion, table etiquette and manners, learning how to write a thank you note clear to doing a resume in an interview, and even a party pick booth. So they'll get to eat food and visit all the booths on a come and go aspect. And then we'll have our main program from 3 to 4 p.m. And that will address the do's and don'ts of fashion and phone etiquette and the ever so popular text messaging.
Some very pertinent stuff for this day and age.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
Now, this is one of the things that you're supporting through the fundraising efforts that you do, right?
Yes, sir. We do this as a free event open to all young women, their moms, their sisters. We reach agriculture women that may not even be exhibiting this week. But then throughout the week, we'll also be selling some sparkle t-shirts, and we'll also be at the premium sale with our sparkling presents, as we love to do each year, and spend our money that we've worked so hard all year to raise for the kids.
Now, traditionally, you've also had a silent auction. Doing that again this year?
We are. We'll have a silent auction and buffet to help everybody enjoy their experience while they're spending their money for the kids as well.
Okay, they can put a little money your way as well to help for maybe the next sale, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every time us girls are together, it's always social fun when we're together, but it's while we're applying our elbow grease and working for the kids as well.
Now, if somebody's interested in maybe being a part of the group, how do they get a hold of somebody with Diamond Hats?
Go to our website, diamondhats.org, and it has every bit of information on anything you could ever want to know. We also now even have a Facebook page as we're reaching our younger generation up and coming. So those are two websites you can visit, and there's membership application on our diamondhats.org if you would like to become a part.
Now, the bigger event, of course, that you're helping support is the Oklahoma Youth Expo. From talking to Jeremy and the folks there at the OYE office, another great year. Looks like over 7,000 exhibitors planned for this year.
Yes, sir. I'm very excited about that. There's actually going to be over 14,000 entries within those exhibitors, and another 1.5 million awarded in awards and scholarship distribution. So the Diamond Hats look forward to being a part of that.